InnerCityGeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InnerCityGeeks podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 313, and joining me today, I got Brian.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, nothing, man. It's been a couple weeks, actually. You know, we haven't done this. You know, we missed last week. Of course, we barely missed this week. We have enough shit to talk about this week. Because, of course, we fucking missed the week. How you doing, man? We're here.
I'm good. Getting over a cold. I think it's like my third one in the last like couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's the weather changing, dude. The weather changing, it fucks people up, dude.
It's the weather change, plus it's my weakened immune system from having COVID in July.
Yeah, that works too.
That and not a lot of rest, considering that my my job was interesting hours.
Yeah. That'll definitely do it too.
Which I'm happy to say that I'm not there anymore. Saturday was my last day. Because I'm on to bigger and better things.
Hell yeah.
Starting November, which also means the process of vetting for a nanny, which is an interesting thing
That's
to do.
It's a fun process.
It is. I never really had to interview people before. I'm usually the one that gets interviewed, so this is like interesting.
But the good thing about having done a bazillion interviews before is the fact that you know what to ask and you know what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
so you want to make sure
it makes it easy.
Yeah. You know, so that's the whole process.
And then weighing out the pros and the cons of everything too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. And then of course, you know, no matter who they are, you just gotta buy a nanny cam.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You can get them on Amazon.
Yeah, just click the link on InnerCityGeeks.net and you get some shit on Amazon.
Exactly. Plug. So aside from all that, really, I just want to shout out to the friends and family of Leslie Jordan, who passed away today.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, he was such a great comedic actor, gay icon in comedy. Absolutely. And I mean, everything from Murphy Brown to Will and Grace to even American Horror Story.
Yep.
You know, he was just a fantastic actor.
One of my favorite roles of his was Jason Goes to Hell.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sucks. You know, he was young. He was 67. He had some, they're saying that reports are coming in that he had some sort of medical issue and crashed his car, and they're not sure if it was the issue or the car crash that is what did it.
Ugh.
I mean for all we know he could have had a heart attack while driving, right, and yeah. You know, it's just, you know, it's just the way of life. It's just how you can go at any time. It doesn't matter if you're like, you know, sleeping or in a car. Yeah, you know, so just it's sad. And also shout out to the family and friends of the Nashes, as Kevin Nash lost his 26-year-old son a few days ago on Scott Hall's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. So just, we're going to, sad episode.
Sad beginnings of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. True point.
It's okay. You know what it is? We haven't touched on sad shit in quite some time.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully. I don't remember. Was Eddie Van Halen was the last one?
Eddie Van Halen was before Scott Hall. Yeah, but it's sad. It's sad when you know, see icons that we've known for ages and ages passing away. But then also, seeing somebody so young as well. Like, yeah, you have this dude that was in Jason. He passed, but like, he's older, obviously. But
yeah.
Seeing Kevin Nash's son pass away, and he was only, what, 26?
26. I don't think. I don't think there have been any reports yet on how. I don't think the family's released. As far as best of my knowledge, anyway.
And that's rightfully so. Like, you don't want, especially like if you're somebody within the media, I guess you could say, because of course, you know, he's in the public eye. You don't want to release the whole shit out there just in case, you know, there's some shit that's, you know, so that you don't really want to be out there.
Well, it's kind of like when Zack Snyder's daughter passed while he was filming Justice League, you know, and he stepped down, and then you later found out that it was suicide, and it's just tragic.
Yeah.
But aside from, so just, just shout out from us to everybody there about that, about those things. It kind of sucks. But aside from that, you know, interesting things this week. Like I mentioned, the nanny processing the job. Fun. Yeah. And then just watched a ton of things, really. You know, over the last couple of weeks. First things first, I finished The Sinner on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, The Sinner, for people that aren't aware, it stars Bill Pullman as Detective Harry Ambrose, who's like the greatest, he's like world's greatest detective that's not a superhero, or a nighttime vigilante. He's literally like the best detective, and he always gets his man. And and so there's four seasons. It started on USA. And the first season was Jessica Biel, where she blacked out. She was married with kids or a kid, and she blacked out when she saw somebody on the beach and murdered him. And then you find out why. And then, I mean, mild spoiler, or because the shit's like a couple of years old already, but like she gets free because of why and what? Everything in the middle.
Free?
And then... second season was something about a cult. Third season was involving Matt Bomer's character, which I think was great.
Okay.
Bomer's somebody with range, man. I mean, I first started watching him with White Collar, and then like just seeing him pop up in everything. I'm like, you know, from American Horror Story to now, you know, Doom Patrol, and he's just a tremendous talent. And so like. I forget his case. I have to rewatch it because it's been about 2 years. And then this case was a murder slash suicide slash missing person thing on an island, sort of like a Martha's Vineyard type.
Okay.
And it was great, but USA stopped making shows like that, so now it's technically canceled. But like I really hope Netflix decides down the line to like do like a season 5 to close out the life of Harry Ambrose,
right?
Because he's a retired detective in this season.
Okay.
Next up, The Watcher.
Okay.
So The Watcher is based on a true story.
Okay.
And The Watcher took Dahmer off of the number one spot on Netflix, but
really, okay,
but that's because Ryan Murphy once again is involved in this.
Okay.
And so he knocked down his own show with his own show.
It's only fair,
you know.
Only
yeah, and The Watcher is 7 episodes. It takes place in Westfield, New Jersey. Well, it takes place in Manhattan and also Westfield. Okay. So it's the story of actors Bobby Cannavale and his wife is portrayed. He's another tremendous talent.
Oh, yeah.
So he and his wife, played by Naomi Watts.
Okay.
They have two kids, and they go to an open house in Westfield, New Jersey, because she's like into art, like making art, and he's in like a law firm or something. Mm-hmm. And so they have money, and they're figuring it out, and they buy this mansion in Westfield, New Jersey. Okay. And like the neighbors are, what's it called? The neighbors start freaking out the family first. Oh yeah, first off, the real estate agent was played by Jennifer Coolidge,
Okay.
and it turned out that was like Naomi Watts's old like high school friend or something.
Interesting. Okay.
And so there's that. I'm pulling up the cast list right now because it's fantastic. So then you have the neighbors. You have set list. So I don't know if you know the actor Terry Kinney.
Yeah.
You know, he
You don't
was
know what? No,
Terry
that's not
Kinney. I
not that's not right.
no.
Similar name though.
Terry Kinney, I know from Oz. He was the warden, not the warden. He was the guidance counselor type.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know him because his last name is McManus on the show.
Oh yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So he plays like this like catatonic, or not really catatonic, but more like mute. What you call it? Younger brother to Mia Farrow, who I hadn't seen anything in years.
Right.
And the other neighbors are Richard Kind, and he's married to Margot Martindale, and they're like the other like creepy neighbors. And
Okay.
then the main de and then Christopher McDonald is the main detective in that. So it's a decent, it's a pretty solid cast,
Yeah, I was about to say that. Pretty solid, dude.
and it's based on a true story. So what happens is that there's letters that show up in the mailbox of this one particular house,
Okay.
and it's basically like saying, "Dear homeowner, I see that you have young kids. We're happy to have young blood," and it's cultist shit again.
Okay.
And basically, like, no family ever sticks into that house. Like, it turns out, like, they, you know, like they sell it, they move, and whatever, and then another family moves in and similar shit, because this is real life, and they've never caught the watcher. It's still a
Okay.
it's still a cold case.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. And then you said this is the true story, so that's fucking nuts as hell.
Based on a true story, which is nuts.
Yeah. I can see how nuts that shit is. That shit is, yeah, eek. No bueno. I will pass
No,
on
no
that.
bueno. Another cool thing I watched this week was this 10-episode series called The Midnight Club.
Yeah, you had touched on it on the
On
last
the
time
pre
we showed last episode
Right.
before this.
So I finished it since.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where it just ends, and like you're like, "Oh, come on," because you hope that to get a
Doesn't sound
season
very
two.
satisfying.
No, it was kind of like, "Oh, come on," after everything.
Okay.
It was basically it. So, like I said, the previous episode was that it's done by Mike Flanagan, and basically, it's like a toned down Mike Flanagan piece of artwork because it's PG-13.
Oh yeah.
Because the it's kind of like a grown up version of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, you I remember that's what you were saying last time, yeah.
Yeah, but instead of you're right, I was saying because instead of eating s'mores by the fire, they're drinking wine out of a bottle by a
Right,
fireplace.
yeah, exactly, yeah.
And so aside from that, just watched which one? I'm last night. Finished the Batman with Robert Pattinson for my third
Again,
viewing
of course,
again.
it's only fair.
Well, so it's weird. I've seen that movie 3.5 times. The reason why I say half is because when I went
Okay.
to go finish it the other night, HBO for whatever reason reset the movie,
Nice.
and so I was like, okay, well, if I got to start from the
Wanted you
beginning,
to
fine.
rewatch the amazingness. That's what it is.
Pretty much. I mean,
Yeah.
like, especially you know that opening. That opening scene, not even before he shows up, like when you see everybody fucking scared. And I'm like, what did this guy do in 2 years to petrify? And that's why it is one of the greatest Batman films to date. And I will never not say that. It
Oh
was
no, and
literally a
I completely agree with you. It's
it's
one
a
of
three
the
hour,
you know.
Because it's a 3-hour graphic novel. It's about as dark as the shit we've read. You know, it's about as dark as the books you got me back into when I started reading comics again.
But it's not only just that, it's also the fact that, like, it plays a lot more like a comic. Because, especially, like, it goes by, like, the Detective Comics. So what you read is basically, like, him trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's just, like, and that's just villains everywhere. It's just like, okay, this is what's happening. I gotta figure out what the fuck has been going on.
Pretty much.
And that's what I loved about it.
And the fact that he had the contact lenses to record everything throughout his entire patrol, and then like to jot everything down to remember.
Yep.
You know, which I think is really, really awesome that they did that. So aside from those, Halloween Ends.
Yes, I had a screening for that just before it was released. That was a fun movie.
It was fun, but I have issues with it.
Yes, I have issues with it as well.
There's a love story in there, and it shouldn't be.
Yes, there shouldn't be.
But
what I can say about the love story is that it kind of serves its purpose. But what should have really happened was that having this love story, at least in part two. Because there is a bit of a time jump between the last one and this one.
Yeah, I think they said 4 years.
Yes.
But what's wild is with this time jump, it's like Laurie Strode went from being, you know, barricaded in her house with guns galore, training, that the lockdown basement with the self-destruct mechanism. And then, you know, in part two, of course, gets her ass whooped by Michael, and then loses her daughter. And evil never dies, or because apparently evil didn't die that night. But then like 4 years later, now she's baking pumpkin pie and being all, it's like,
cause you know what it is. She got to that point. She was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure he's gone because it's been a few years since there's been anything.
Right.
So she's going by the assumption that like, okay, yeah, well, we got rid of him somehow.
It basically went from evil dies tonight to we all float down here.
Right.
You know?
Literally. Cause
literally. Obviously, he's living in the sewer.
He was living in the sewer.
Like, eating rats and shit.
Yep.
So, I was a bit disappointed with it. I enjoy it, but I still think Kills was my favorite one of the three.
Oh, for sure.
Although,
I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed the little love story, but it would have been better if they tied it somewhere else. Because we see the tie-ins from the get. We know how what's planning out, you know. You kind of need a bit of an accomplice in a way for what could happen with Michael Myers. You're like, okay, you kind of want to see where it goes. But
right.
The fact that, like, did he really need to have a love story with the granddaughter?
You know, yeah.
Granted, yes, they were both really damaged individuals.
I mean, that opening kill
was absolutely nuts. I was not expecting, when I saw that in theaters, I was like, holy shit, they did not just start off by killing a kid.
Yeah, literally, like, and I thought it was Michael at first, but then I realized, like, oh shit, no, he kicked the door open, and that sent the kid flying.
Yep.
Because
the kid was being
Myers.
An ass. He was being an asshole. It's not like if it makes it easier or make it any better, but the kid was being a complete douchebag.
Yeah, but then, you know, after he got out of juvie or whatever for killing the kid, it's like he's being harassed by a marching band. It couldn't be like the football team.
Band geeks.
That was a bit of a why.
Because if you think about it too, like the band geeks now aren't the same as the band geeks that were back in the day.
But they're still band geeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the band geeks, it's like, oh, hey, you know, no, I forget. Anyway, it's like, I basically, like, I've never Well, I'm going to reword it. It's more like I've never seen the captain of the marching band say, "Hey, mister, hey, mister.
Hey, mister, hey, mister, you want to get me a beer? We want to have fun. Can you give us a couple beers? We're underage, you know, but we want to go and get some beer because that's what we do." Yeah.
So it wasn't a great movie. It was it was okay. It was not the best one.
No, it wasn't the best one. But it did have some decent kills in it, which was pretty cool.
It did have some decent kills in it, but it just was a little bit of a letdown, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Like, I went in hype to see more Myers, and I didn't get him for 40 minutes
in. Half of the movie, you don't get Myers in it.
But, I mean, in all fairness, in 1978, you don't see him until the end.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I think the first appearance of Myers in 1978 was when he was hiding behind the hedge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of his escape from the asylum.
It is.
Well, I mean, outside of his escape from the asylum, that is. Yeah. But you don't really see him, you know. But Myers in the mask and the coveralls, you don't see that until about that first hedge scene. But I did like the acknowledgement to that little like homage, where they brought that angle where he's sort of behind the hedge.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty cool.
Nori's looking at him like, yo, like, there's something off with this kid. He just doesn't look.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then I guess really the last thing I watched, I'm two episodes into Chucky.
Okay, I have not started that one yet.
It's a lot darker than the first season, I'll tell you that.
Okay. I like it.
How do you make that darker?
Yeah, because that's it. You were telling me the other day, like, it's dark as hell. I'm like, wait, the first one was dark as hell too.
Well, I mean, then again, you also got to figure how fucked up these kids' lives are after season one.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the main kid lost his dad on the first episode and his uncle and like in the almost last episode.
Mm-hmm.
The girl lost her dad in the last season on the last episode.
Yep.
You know,
didn't he lose his mom too?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, because he's living with a foster family, I think, in season two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then this season's the best non-spoiler-esque thing to do is that they continue from where we last saw them, but there's also a time jump.
Yeah, I would imagine there would be a little time jump there, which is cool.
And you'll see why when you get there.
Okay.
But it's definitely I think I'm gonna watch the next the third episode tonight because I think it's up.
Okay.
And then later tonight, I plan on watching the I Love You, You Hate Me documentary, the Barney story.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then tomorrow, we get the first two episodes of the Closet of Curiosities?
The Cabin of Curiosities.
Yeah, that thing. We get the first two episodes tomorrow.
Which I'm very excited for. Very, very excited.
Me too. We're going to get two episodes a night from the 25th to the 28th, so mark your calendars.
I'm perfectly cool with that shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, were you killing younglings?
What?
What are you drinking right now?
Oh, yeah.
I noticed the beer. It's killing younglings.
Yeah. Call me Vader.
Uh-oh. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. How about you?
As for me, been watching a good amount of wrestling, but I will talk about that another day. As I mentioned earlier, I went to the screening for Halloween Ends, which, like I said, like I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. But probably just because like I was in a theater watching it. I didn't
Okay.
have anything really interrupting me into everything. Like nothing like was like, oh, you gotta check your phone or you get a text message, you get a phone call or something. No, I was watching it in a theater. And it was cool. It was fine. A couple pretty dope kills. One of my favorite kills was the dude in the DJ booth.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was the best. He comes in and he fucking just like smashes his head on the record player, and then he cuts his tongue out, and then his tongue is just like on the record as it's spinning still, and it keeps jumping and shit. The needle keeps jumping on the. It's fucking great. That was a great scene.
But I like that they show the girl in the car and the music skipping on the radio.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. But I did what I did enjoy was the fact that they actually closed out the story with what it was.
Yeah.
There is no more Michael Myers. Spoilers, I guess you can say, but it's been out for over 2 weeks, so
Yeah.
you
And it's
missed
all
out.
over the internet.
Yeah. The fact that they throw Michael Myers into a, is it a wood chipper or is it just like a grinder? It's just a fucking grinder. They just
It's a car crusher.
whatever the fuck it is, they throw
Either
him in
way.
there and he gets chopped the fuck up.
Well, and don't forget, Laurie also like stabbed his hands to the table, slit his wrist and his throat. Like,
Fantastic.
you are not alive.
And then they had their procession with him, which was great.
That was pretty dope, actually.
Finally, like the town can sleep easy. Like, yo, like what didn't get done 4 years ago is happening now, and be grateful for it, because they were pissed off about it, about the fact that she didn't do anything 4 years ago, and the fact that he was out there but nobody knew what was going on with him. How they had
Like,
him from Kills show up like, yo, like you ruined my fucking my mother's life or whatever because you let him live.
yeah, I was about to bring that up. Like, they brought back that actress, and she's like, she can't speak because the knife went into her neck. No, didn't he? He stabbed her with a light bulb.
Right in, yeah.
Yeah,
Right.
he. That's right. He killed her with he killed the husband and stabbed her with the fucking fluorescent lamp.
Yep. Not fun. Not fun at all. Yeah, no. It was pretty gruesome. But yeah, I watched that in theaters, which was pretty cool. I got no problem with that. I was like, okay. Like I said, I really enjoyed it in theaters. Have not watched it again at home, but that's mostly because like I really don't think there's a need to rewatch it. It was good for what it was. Like I said, I enjoyed it that day. Do I really want to sit and watch it again? Yeah, not really.
I mean, eventually you'll want to, but like it's still sort of fresh in
Maybe.
the. Well, I mean, you kind of have to do like a trilogy. Well, maybe watch the four films at some point, maybe next October.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see. But it's still perfectly fine. I'll take it. Something else that I watched also that was really interesting was I'm a big fan of horror movies. We've spoken about this for a bazillion years, but Let the Right One In, which was, I believe, it was a German film or whatever, a bazillion years ago, came out. Not even a bazillion years, probably like 10, 15 years ago. It came out about this kid that looks like a kid at least. But because of course, when you become a vampire as a kid, you stay as a kid for the rest of your whatever, until you pretty much perish or whatever.
We've all seen Interview with the Vampire.
Yes. But for those that don't know, because people don't all know what the whole vampire lore is, but Let the Right One In has this one kid, becomes a vampire, and then he befriends a girl or whatever. That happens in the original version of it, also in the remake of it, which takes place in the US, which is pretty cool. But then a couple weeks ago, I noticed that Showtime is coming out with a series based on this movie. and it is not bad. I only watched the first episode, because I was very interested in it. I was like, okay, I love the first two. Even the remake, I really enjoy the remake. So if you haven't watched those, check both of them out. They're both really fucking good. And then check out the series too. It's only like 3 episodes in, which is not too bad so far.
Okay. But,
it's really damn good. It takes place, of all places, it takes place in New York.
Okay.
But it has a father that's watching over his daughter, and he's been all over the U.S. basically trying to get away from vampires because he doesn't want his daughter to live that life. Because she's turned, but he's been helping her, and by helping her, he's going on and killing people, killing mostly like homeless or like, you know, shitty people that are living around. But he's killing them so that way she can feed, so that way she doesn't have to go out and actually feed herself.
Okay. And I'm looking at the cast. The only two people I recognize is Grace Gummer, who's Meryl Streep's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and Nick Stahl, who I haven't seen in anything since Terminator 3.
Mm-hmm. But the main dude, the Nick Kane, Omar Kane,
yeah,
he's been in a bunch of shit before. He's been in so much fucking shit before.
All right, let me look.
And
actually, there's one other actor on here that is familiar. But okay, yeah, this guy has been in a ton of shit.
He's been in a bazillion things. He's great as a father. Also, the fact that what I really enjoy is the fact that like it's a Hispanic family. He speaks Spanish throughout the episode. Like you can tell he has a really really like thick accent.
Okay.
But it's good. I really like the way the story is going. I like how they're trying to just make it seem like, yeah, he's not killing people, but he is. And the fact that he's in New York because there's been a bunch of murders happening or whatever, and people are pretty much getting disfigured and shit. But it turns out that there's a drug based off of the vampire gene in a way. So people take the drug and they'll have powers like a vampire temporarily.
Wait, so is it sort of like True Blood with V?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. But it's okay. Done in a pretty good way. I like how they're doing it.
I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll check that out tonight.
Yeah, yeah. There's only a few episodes in right now. But it's a good watch. I really enjoy his back and forth with the kid. Really good actress, the kid.
Nice.
And it's good. It's definitely a good watch. Kind of curious to see if it's gonna go by the original story where the kid winds up like killing the parent or whatever.
Okay.
I guess spoiler or whatever. But it'd be interesting to see how that story pans out that way.
Right.
But it looks good so far. From what I've seen, the first episode, pretty good. I really enjoyed that one. Then another thing that I watched, because of course, like I said, I've been watching a bunch of shit. Super Pets. Watch Super Pets. The Adventures of Super Pets, or the League of Super Pets. Which was a fun watch. It was interesting. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I watched it a handful of weeks ago with my wife and kids, and I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little movie. Like I said, I enjoyed it. It was pretty cool. The Rock was awesome.
Yeah,
The Hart was awesome.
Yep.
It was a pretty good story. I like how they were trying to just make all the little people strive with powers in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because how they gave the hamster like super telekinetic energies and shit.
How do you like Keanu Reeves as Batman?
I had no problem with it. It was pretty cool.
And then he gets Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was good.
And you saw the post credit scene, right?
Yes, the post credit was pretty cool.
Where it was Black Adam.
Yep. And that leads me to my next point that I watched. Look at that. I watched Black Adam. Of course, I went to a screening for that as well. And it was a fun flick. It was a fun flick until the very end. Until the third act, pretty much. In similar DC extended universe fashion, it kind of falls flat at the end.
Okay.
I was telling you, does DC always have to get Rita Repulsa and make them all grow?
Right.
Because in pretty much every single fucking DC movie that we've seen the villain become this big, bad, brooding person that superhero just can't defeat themselves.
Right.
That happens in this. And at this point, you're just like, but why? Because I enjoyed Black Adam. It was fun. But mostly because of the JSA that showed up, which I'm like, okay, I like what they're doing with the JSA.
Yeah.
So it's Atom Smasher, Cyclone, Dr. Fate,
mm-hmm.
and Hawkman. Dope. Dope casting on it. Dr. Fate, awesome. Pierce Brosnan, fucking great. Hodge, Aldis Hodge, as,
mm-hmm. fucking, Hawkman.
As Hawkman, fucking fantastic.
Well,
absolutely fucking amazing.
I mean, he's another actor with so much range. The I know him best from Leverage.
Right. Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah. He's just so damn good in it as Hawkman. Essentially, what they've done with Hawkman is that they've turned him essentially into the DC Universe's Iron Man.
Okay.
Which I'm fine with, because you kind of have to have something that's, you know, similar, because of course you don't want to go into the whole lore of like, oh yeah, he's from another planet, how does he do this, how does he fly?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's just like a human that has a lot of money, and he has gadgets that make him fly.
Okay.
I'm totally cool with it. I'm fine. Atom Smasher, pretty dope. Had a really dope cameo in it for Atom Smasher's Atom Smasher 1, I guess you can say.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yes. Cyclone, she was there. Pierce Brosnan as fucking Dr. Fate, fucking fantastic, dude. He's just so damn good.
Yeah, he really is.
He's just so damn good. He does a really good job playing Dr. Fate, and I was like, yes, yes, I like where he's going.
You're like, more of him, please.
Yes, please. But
well, yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I had no problem with The Rock playing back at him. The only thing that kind of took me away from it was the fact that, like, Black Adam, he's like another Superman.
Yeah.
He's like indestructible. Nothing can beat him. He's like, oh yeah, I could just defeat everybody at any moment. And he does it for the most part. And I'm just like, okay, blah. He's just one of those other characters. I'm like, eh. Do we really need another Superman?
Well, I mean, you figure he's been training for this movie for years, especially as Hobbs in Fast 8, where he literally lifted a torpedo.
Right, yeah. And he did the same thing in this one, too. Which we saw in the trailer. It's not really a spoiler.
Right.
But it's like, out of a rating out of 10, I would give Black Adam a 6.5, 7.
Okay.
It's not horrible, but it's not great either.
It's your traditional DC film.
Yeah. There are a couple things here and there that could have been adjusted, could have made better, but it was decent. It was decent. It's a fun watch. And then of course you got a villain that you're just like, fuck this villain. Why? And DC also, why does DC introduce the villain like in the third act? Out of nowhere, like,
yep.
They don't say anything about him from the very beginning, like they usually do. Like in most movies, they'll say, like, "Oh yeah, this is a bad guy. We got to try to face the bad guy." No, he doesn't show up until like the very end, pretty much. And it's like, you know, the CG fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to Mario, who's probably going to own like a million copies of this movie on Blu-ray.
Well, I spoke to Mario about it, and he was just like, okay. he was not a fan of it. He didn't like it.
Huh.
Because he saw it before I did.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, it's not good. But there is a redeeming thing about it, about the movie. There was a post-credit scene, which a lot of people has pretty much seen online already, or heard about online.
Yeah.
In which, in the post-credit scene, I guess like a bit of a spoiler, but it's been over a week already that this movie's been out. But the spoiler is that Henry Cavill shows up as Superman in the post-credit scene, basically saying, "Yo, keep your shit together, stay over here, and everything's gonna be all right." And then, you know, Black Adam's like, "You don't tell me what to do. I'll do what the fuck I want." Because, of course, there is nobody else that could technically defeat Black Adam. Because, of course, you know, he's pretty much invincible. Which is another thing that, like I said, I fucking hate. That these people, or these superheroes, are super powerful. For no fucking reason.
Right.
But the story behind them is not bad. It's not the best story, but it's kind of predictable at times. But it is a fun watch. It is a fun watch. So if you want to watch something that's just like, it's not bad, you can watch it. It's pretty cool. It's got a lot of cool effects. A lot of here and there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like I said, it was like a 6.5 out of 7. Not the best, not the worst. It's not like the first Suicide Squad. But yeah, it's decent. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Then another thing that I watched that I am super fucking excited for, that I loved. Because I knew they were making a sequel, but I haven't watched the original. So what I did yesterday, well, before I get into that, I saw the final episode of, or the recent episode of Doctor Who. The latest episode of Doctor Who, where the Doctor regenerates.
Right.
It aired yesterday. 2-hour episode. Fucking good. In this episode, they pretty much, we've heard from a while. We've seen the trailers. We know what's been going on. We've heard the news that they're recasting the Doctor. And then there were like, there's all this news about like, oh, who's going to be the new Doctor? Who's going to be the new Doctor? And we finally got a new Doctor in this movie. You can't call it a movie because it's a whole special or whatever.
Yeah.
But we knew that we were getting a different Doctor, but we thought it was somebody different.
Right.
But what we get is somebody that we knew already as the Doctor. Which I'm not mad about.
I'm not mad about it either.
Because, like, I'm a fan. I enjoyed him as a Doctor. I'm talking about David Tennant. The 10th Doctor is now the 14th Doctor. Which kind of fucks with the chronological part of it. But who knows how this is going. Because, essentially, this could just be for this one thing that they're going to be doing. Because there's supposed to be a Christmas special or, like, a New Year special like they've been doing.
I read something today that it was going to be a couple of specials, so probably like 3 specials, and then by end of 2023 we'll get the 15th Doctor.
Which is fine. I'll take it.
That's cool. But you got to wonder, because this has never been done before.
Right. Pretty much so going now, back and like kind of erasing or changing the way the story goes? Because the Doctor's never been able to return back to the way he was once.
When he's like, I know these teeth.
Right. And also the funny about this episode.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Because I really enjoy the dude that's playing the Master. He's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
You've seen him in a bunch of different things. He's really good. I fucking love the girl that plays the doctor. I forget her fucking name.
Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, Jodie Whittaker. She's fucking great. Fucking amazing. I've always loved her since fucking what's it called? Attack on the Block. Fucking great in that. And I was like, oh yeah, she's fucking great in this. Oh my god, why not? And then we see throughout the episode, pretty much everybody that's shown out throughout this the last couple seasons, they've hinted at like possible things that are going to be showing up in this, and everything ties together, and they still start showing up. And I'm like, okay, I like where this is going. And then not only just that, but like there's one point that you get to see the first doctor. You get to see the fifth doctor. You get to see the fourth doctor. And the doctor that we don't really see much of, which is the doctor that was before Eccleston, the war doctor. You see him there too. Which is fucking good. And then you get also to get to see a force regeneration in this episode, which is very interesting. But then you also get to see throughout the episode. I'm just hinting, throwing random shit out. I'm not giving real like plot points. But you see Cybermen. But not your typical Cybermen. Because they are the Cybermasters.
Oh shit.
So they are Cybermen that regenerate. So if they die, they come back.
That's new.
Fucking fantastic. Yes. I love that part. I was like, yes. They touched on so many different things. I was like, okay, I like where this is going. I like how this is playing out. You also see old companions from 40 years ago. You see one, you see Ace from, what was it, the fifth doctor, I believe it was. And I think it was Nora, I think it was. I don't remember her, but she was also from like even before that. I think she was like on the second doctor or something like that. And then the master wound up bringing out the flute and the scarf and the sweater the doctor used to wear. Awesome shit. It's just so many little things that you, like as a Doctor Who fan, you're just like, okay, I like where this is going. I like how this whole new story essentially brings back a lot of old, but pretty much closes out this doctor's run in a really good way. It's very sad to see Jodie Whittaker go away, but excited to see what they're gonna do with David Tennant now. David Tennant now. Also, with word that Donna may be coming back too.
I heard that.
Fucking cool. Donna Noble. She's fucking great.
I mean, I wonder if it's maybe unfinished business.
Probably. Probably. But I still want to see what they're gonna do with the character and what they're gonna do with everything else, and pretty much explain as to how this is, could possibly happen, because this is something that's never really happened before.
But if it's also, but if unfinished business, but it's also like I thought that like she could never know he existed because it would like blow, it would like destroy her mind.
Right.
So
Yeah. But it is also something that he created.
true.
So it could essentially be like, okay, yeah, I created this so I could erase that and make it work. Because essentially he's not the same doctor he was before, even though he is physically the same person. But he's kind of like 13.5 or 14.5. So we'll see. We'll see how they do it. But I want to see. I want to see. I'm excited for it now. And it's like if I wasn't excited for it before, but like I want to see it now. I'm like excited for it. I kind of want to. I don't know when the next one's coming out. Could it be Christmas? Could it be New Year's? Whatever. I want
to
see
it. We have to wait and see.
Yeah. But it's good shit. It was a real good episode. I was very, very excited for it. And then what I was trying to talk about before I got into the Doctor Who shit. Because, of course, like I said, I'm watching a lot of shit. Watching a lot of horror because, of course, it is, you know, the Halloween season. So it's time for the spooks and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I watched was two fantastic movies full of gore and kills and just amazingness. I was very excited for. What I'm talking about is Terrifier and Terrifier 2. So damn good. Terrifier 1, I came out in 2016, which I saw a lot of shit about it. I was like, okay, this is interesting, but I never really got a chance to watch it because, of course, you know, it flew way beneath my radar.
Yeah, I had never heard of it until you mentioned it.
And the crazy shit about it, because like after watching it, I'm like, yo, I can't stop thinking about this movie. Because one, it's a fucked up movie, but it's a good fucked up movie. I found out that this movie, the original Terrifier, started as a Kickstarter.
Huh.
And it made so much money that the money from the original Kickstarter fed over to part two.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. Of course, you know, Kickstarter movies tend to, or anything that happens on Kickstarter, it sometimes can be like hit or miss because it could be great or it could be absolute dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty cool with it. It's fine. But from what I saw, I was very, very thoroughly entertained. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Mostly because it's about a killer clown. His name is Art the Clown. And he is a fucked up individual. So fucked up. Because usually you see killers, they have some type of reason as to why they're doing the things that they're doing. But right. with art, there is no reason. There is no rhyme or reason to anything. He's just like, oh, yeah, you right there? Yeah, fuck you. I'm gonna kill you. And he just kills them. And he doesn't just like stab, 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 kill, done, die, bye. It's more like stab, stab, walk away, throw some salt on the wound, walk away, skin you a little bit, then stab you some more. And you're alive this entire time that he's just like doing so much shit to you and making you feel the pain.
Yeah.
Is it fucked up? Yes, it is absolutely fucked up. But it is fucking genius. It is great fucking writing. It's not for everybody, obviously, because not everybody enjoys the blood and guts.
Right.
But as I've said before, I enjoy the violence and I enjoy the blood. And this does this checks off all the marks. And I love
it. I'm looking at the cast of part two. The kid is in it from Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Part two. Starts off at the very end of part one. Oh, so nice. You need to watch part one before you watch part two.
Okay.
And the difference between part one and part two, you could literally see the production quality between part one and part two.
Okay.
How the production quality varies between both of them. It's very different. Not because it's from a different studio. There's just because it's not
more money behind it.
There's more money behind it. It looks crisper. The blood looks a lot brighter. It just hits you even more. But not only is that, like, part two is a bit longer than the first one.
Okay.
Which is fine because with this one, with the second one, with the sequel, they have a story to this. The first one had no real story. It just started out, he's just like, you see him like putting on his makeup, and he just starts killing.
Okay.
And then there is one person that you think is the lead that's going to be throughout the entire movie, like usual, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This person dies like 20 minutes later. You're like, okay, she's not the lead. Who's next?
Yeah.
No, but for this one, it follows one person and the person's family.
Okay.
And then the people that are around the whole system or whatever. And it is a really interesting story. Fantastic acting. What's the girl's name? What's her name? I know you were just looking it up.
I just closed it.
boo. But she's really good in it. She's really good as the female lead. And it's like, okay, I like where this is going. I like how she's doing it. I like how she's bringing her character to life. Because it's a teenager essentially that she's pretty pissed because, you know, her brother's a bit of a dick sometimes.
Okay.
And
so teenage angst?
A little bit of teenage angst. And she's always been like the goody-goody, but the younger brothers, the of course, you know, like most times, the younger ones get always what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of see where this is going. And it's good. I like where they did it. Some of the kills in this are absolutely gruesome. Again, blood and guts everywhere. So damn good. There is a post-credit scene with Chris Jericho. And kind of opens it up for a sequel. For another one. For a third one. Which I'm very excited for. I really want to see it. I enjoy these. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And kudos to Bloody Disgusting Studios for putting out some awesome shit. I really enjoyed it. So exciting. I'm sorry. I just went on a whole thing for horror shit, which is perfectly understandable because it is the time of the season.
It is. It is
days away, so why not, right?
Why the fuck not?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it's very good. It's very good. Very enjoyable. So if you get a chance, check out Terrifier. Terrifier 1 and 2. They're both really damn good. Part 2 essentially is one of those that's better than the original. Because, okay, like I said, it has a story. But
yeah.
You kind of want to see part one because you kind of want to see what the fuck he did before part two. So, and it's being that it does tie in directly after the first one. You're just like, okay, I want to see where this is going. And I did. And I was like, yes. I was very, very thoroughly entertained. Does that make me a fucked up person to enjoy the gruesomeness that's happened throughout this movie? Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. But it was still fun. I still enjoyed the hell out of it. And I'm pretty sure you will too. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Because it's good shit. And I guess it's time to get in some deep shit. We've been talking for a fucking hour on just about random shit. Because, of course,
yeah,
that's what we do sometimes. Especially since we've been like away for a week. So we got time to talk about it now.
We had shit to catch up on.
Yeah, we had lots to catch up on. And thoroughly so. I'm cool with it. Because that's what we do, right?
Right.
So we mentioned earlier in the episode, we mentioned about Black Adam and how he essentially got his nemesis in this one. Not really, but we know his nemesis is really Shazam. But who else could possibly be his villain at the moment? Or his antithesis? His whatever the fuck it is. The yin to his yang. It would be Superman.
Right.
And Henry Cavill playing Superman. And he went online this week. Well, earlier this... Well, I think it was today as we were recording this on Monday. And he pretty much came out saying, like, yo, yeah, I'm back. We got the video, so you can see the video that he put up. That's actually, it's pretty, it's interesting to see him actually putting it out there. We'll talk
about it basically took The Rock to get him back.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And that's cool. That's cool with me. So here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to wait until the weekend was over before posting this. Because I wanted to give you all a chance to watch Black Adam. But now that plenty of you have, I wanted to make it official that I am back as Superman. And the image you see on this post and what you saw in Black Adam are just a very small taste of things to come. So there's a lot to be thankful for, and I'll get to that in time. But I wanted to thank you guys most of all. Thank you for your support, and thank you for your patience. I promise it will be rewarded.
Yeah, so
nice.
We get Black Adam, or Superman, essentially looking a lot like the Donner version of Superman, which is
Yeah.
The suit, similar suit, nothing really different, other than the fact that, like, I don't know, to me, the S just looks a little bit bigger.
Well, it's also concept art, too.
No, because that was the same thing that he was wearing in the show.
Or in, okay.
Like Adam. It's not really.
Well, I mean, well, then by the time, I mean, as it happens in movies, by the time that he has
his own movie, the new shows up, it should be different, right?
Yeah, minor tweaks. But either way, I'm good.
Cool with it? Like, okay. Okay, he's not a bad Superman. It's just the story. Good. It's just story-wise. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, they're good, and then falls off.
Was the best part. He was the best parts of any time that their Superman was in the DCEU.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, he's really good. Like, I enjoy Harry Cavill. He's a good actor. I haven't seen The Witcher because it just doesn't really grab my attention.
Yeah, it's not my kind of show.
Which I hear is fucking fantastic.
I heard that too.
But I also hear that he's like huge into like a bunch of shit that's nerdy shit. So, and he enjoys fucking like, he does the Warhammer shit. He fucking does the D&D shit. And it's like, okay, that's commendable shit because that shit is, that takes a lot of work and a lot of fucking patience to do it.
Hell yeah.
So seeing that he's coming back and he's excited, looks like he's excited to come back for it. Kind of makes me excited for it. Now the only thing that we're waiting for is actually decent writing.
Yeah.
So, could the story be dog shit? It could, but we'll just have to wait and see. Because this is exciting. Like, I don't want to see what they're gonna do with it. Because like we've said it. Like, I enjoyed him as Superman. I enjoyed him when he was in the Snyder Cut of the Justice League. Granted, he showed up like halfway through it because he was dead essentially in the beginning. But I did also enjoy him in Batman v Superman. He was really good in that. He's good. I like that he's back. I want to see what else they're gonna do with him and how else they're gonna tell the story. What other story are they gonna do with it?
Yeah.
Could they be bringing Bizarro, who should be fucking dope because that's something that I've been wanting for some time.
Never been done live action.
Yes, exactly. Kind of likely in fucking, I think it was a obviously, again, the animated shit, but I think they kind of touched on it in the Arrowverse in a way, but I never watched it because I stopped watching it after a while.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what else they're gonna do, which is kind of cool. I kind of want to see where else they're gonna go. But there's some other news. Of course, you know, we always gotta stray away from the shit and go back to horror, because of course, you know, we love horror here. And we're slowly anticipating a new Saw movie coming. The 10th Saw movie, right? It is the 10th one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just got news that Tobin Bell, who played Jigsaw in the original, and he's been pretty much in all the other Saw movies for the most part, we got news that he will be returning. What does this mean? Could he have been there the entire time and then they just got rid of him because they were just like, fuck it, why would we keep him here? I kind of want to see where they're going to go with this. How are they going to make this make sense in a way? How are they going to make it work? So it's just like they pretty much like wrote him off for a few movies.
Yeah.
So I want to see what they're going to do with it. I'm excited for it. I want to see another Saw movie. I want to see what other ingenious traps they can think about to fucking fuck up people's brains. In multiple ways, not just, you know, trying to figure shit out, but just like literally like blowing people's heads off and shit. But yeah, it should be interesting. It should be pretty cool. I want to see what they're going to do. I want to see what they're going to do with it. How they're going to make this all make sense now. But there's some other news. We know that everybody, all these studios are coming up with fucking remakes of shit that we've seen from like a bazillion times. We've seen them forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recently got news that they're working on Barbarella, who we haven't seen since pretty much the 70s.
Right.
And they're remaking that. And it's going to be starring the girl that's going to be starring in Madam Web as well. Sydney Sweeney.
She's gonna be from Euphoria.
Yep. So she's gonna be playing Barbarella.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not against.
No, me neither.
It is not bad casting. I'm excited to see this. I want to see what they do with the story, because of course the stories for Barbarella back in the day were kind of dog shit. But they were fun to watch. They were fun to watch, essentially. But I kind of want to see what they're gonna do with it. Does it exactly say when it's going to be coming out? I don't know. Be sometime soon. Probably next year sometime. Especially since she's going to be doing the Madam Web stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be sometime. It's probably by the end of next year. But it should be cool. It should be cool. It's going to be a little bit different because, of course, you know, this is a character we haven't seen in ages. But it should be cool because it's a badass lady in space.
Mm-hmm.
So see how they switch things up and make it, you know, I guess more for today.
Yeah, like a more modernized take.
Right, exactly. So kudos to Sony for this. So here we go. That's gonna be fun. That's some other shit that came out. So that's pretty cool. Could be pretty cool, but it could also be very like problematic. We got news that Mr. Damon Lindelof, who of course he did the awesome Watchmen, like a fantastic version of Watchmen. He was the guy behind the series, the HBO series, The Watchmen. Fucking fantastic, I said. But he also did Lost, which was not very fantastic.
Right.
He's going to be leading a Star Wars movie. I'm up in the air about this.
Do I am very up in the air.
Do I want to see it? Yes. Do I want to see it also, like, really bad? As long as it's not, like, on a Lost tip. Like, I fell off on Lost. I was like, why? Why is this a thing? But I did really enjoy The Watchmen. Watchmen was fucking fantastic. What are they going to do? I just hope he doesn't fuck up the whole... Granted, yeah, it's been fucked up for a bit already. But what is he going to do with the Star Wars story? With the Star Wars universe? How is he going to make it work? What other characters could he possibly bring into the Star Wars universe that we haven't seen yet? Because, of course, you know, they are trying to stray away from...
Jedis.
The Jedi.
Skywalkers.
The other shit, especially since, like, they have so much other shit that they could go into. They have a whole universe to fucking expand into.
I mean, just like, we never thought we'd see anything going on with Endor after Rogue One.
Right. And that shit is fucking fantastic.
It's a great fucking series. Like, we're getting literally just the Empire and the people that are rebelling against the Empire.
Yeah.
And nothing involving anything but that. Yeah. I'm great with that. I can't wait for it.
We have, what, like 7 episodes so far?
Yeah. Tomorrow'll be the 7th.
Yeah, 7 episodes so far.
Out of a 12-episode season.
Yeah, and not one.
But 2 seasons.
Not one Jedi yet. Not one person using any type of force or anything. No lightsabers or anything.
The only connection so far is when they mentioned Emperor Palpatine.
Right, but it's just a mention.
A mention.
And I'm cool with it. I don't want it. I don't need it.
We don't need him to be in it.
Yet.
No.
Not yet. We don't need that. Because we want to see the bare bones. We want to see where this story pretty much starts.
Yeah.
And we've been getting it. It's been fucking fantastic so far.
Absolutely it has.
Yeah. So.
It started off slow.
But it's supposed to.
But yeah, I was going to say, you need that to tell good storytelling.
Yeah.
And this has been amazing storytelling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm excited. I want to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course,
you know,
we do. We talk about shit that we really fucking enjoy. Something that I'm very, very, very excited for. This is a Fantastic Four movie that's coming in. Very fucking cool. We really enjoy Fantastic Four, but you can't really have the Fantastic Four without the Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer is one of those characters that, granted, yeah, he is Galactus's go-behind or whatever. He's Galactus's main dude.
Yeah.
But the fact that you need Silver Surfer, because Silver Surfer is his messenger, essentially. Like, we kind of need him before we do anything with Galactus. Granted, we are getting Galactus eventually, somewhere way deeper into the stories. But we got news that a Silver Surfer prelude. Will start to be coming out before Fantastic Four does. And I'm perfectly fine with that too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Build more. I want to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course, you know, we did get Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. But that's understandable because it was the early 2000s.
Yeah, like 2004.
And it just wasn't good. It just wasn't good at all. Because no. They ended up making it into a yuck.
The best part about that movie was Lawrence Fishburne as Silver Surfer.
Yeah. It really was.
Like his deep voice and perfect acting was
Dude, his voice just lends itself to that.
Yeah.
And I'm perfectly fine with that. Like, I don't mind if a good voice actor is doing fucking something that's that awesome.
Mm-hmm. But the movie was just
fucking
awful.
Bring him back into it.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
He doesn't have to be a physical. He could just do the voice. And I'm perfectly fine with that too. But it would be cool to see a Silver Surfer thing, see how they're going to introduce him and essentially how they're going to introduce Galactus, because, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Where you see Silver Surfer, you'll see Galactus right behind. The Eater of Worlds. But yeah, it's going to be cool to see what they're going to do with it, especially because, of course, you know, the world is just ever so expanding more and more.
That's yeah.
Pretty fun. And in the world expanding, in the MCU expanding, we've been very, very weary and wondering what's going to happen with Thunderbolt Ross since... William Hurt passed this early this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the official word that William Hurt has been recasted. But not only has he been recasted, but just another dude that looks like him. Because he doesn't really look at him. But he was been casted by... He's been recasted at, with fucking Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I am perfectly fine with that shit too. Hopefully he stops eating fucking cotton balls and shit and he actually speaks up. But I'm excited to see him actually play Thunderbolt. I want to see what they're going to do with it, how he plays it, how he brings it all out into Thunderbolts and everything in general. Because he's going to be in Fantastic in
Captain America 4. Which he better do the infamous Harrison Ford finger point.
I hope so.
It'll fit. It fits Thunderbolt Ross.
Absolutely, it really does. And I'm perfectly cool with it. Bring it.
Me too.
I want to see it. I want to see what they're gonna do. Because mm-hmm. of course you know it's the shit that's just there. Just like, don't fuck it up. Just do it. Just don't fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford hasn't really fucked up anything in a long time, so I'm cool with it.
No.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Something that is awesome, but not so awesome, because I enjoyed it when it first came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
We should have talked about before, but I kind of like just threw all the notes together and didn't really think about the order, but whatever. It all made sense, though, now. what I'm talking about came out in 1996, and they are finally getting a sequel to this. And what I'm talking about is fucking Twister.
Yeah.
85 bazillion years later, we're getting Twister.
Jean Dupont was the director of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Twister I saw in theaters twice. And then I've seen it a ton of times. Like, it's one of my favorite, just like, you know, knock around movies.
Yeah.
But what sucks is that it's too late, because both Bill Paxton is gone,
mm-hmm.
and Philip Seymour Hoffman, who played Dusty. Yeah. And so with losing those two main characters,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
but Helen,
I guess you could. Yeah.
She could still run after shit, I think.
Yeah, she could still do it. I mean, just, I don't know. I don't know how. Let me see the first teaser trailer.
Right.
You know? Let me see who's in the movie. Right now, yeah, like, let's see who they cast in the movie, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they bring back any of the originals from, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Of course, it's been actually like ages since then. So
yeah, 1986. I saw it for my 16th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, at a theater that no longer exists.
Nice. That's even better.
Yeah,
that's even better.
Right.
Yeah, but this should be interesting. It should be pretty cool to see what they're gonna do with it. But only time will tell. Only time will
tell. Exactly. Only time will tell.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to say something earlier, but I completely forgot about it. And we know that it's, of course, like we said, it's the spooky season. And then we got news that this one person that's a I don't know if you heard about this one lady in Central Texas that pretty much is warning their parents, warning parents in Central Texas about Hocus Pocus 2.
Hmm.
And it is pretty hilarious. So, how she's basically pretty much saying, like, oh yeah, all this is doing is spewing, like, the devil's worshipping views towards your children. It is very interesting. So I'll show this video. It's like a nice little 2-minute clip. It's fucking hilarious, though. We'll watch that now.
A local mom is causing some controversy on social media after coming out against Disney's popular new Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus 2.
News 10's Rissa Shaw sat down with a mother who got emotional over her concerns for other families and the media they're consuming.
A worst case scenario is that you unleash hell on your kids and in your home.
Jamie Gooch is a mother of three and the owner of Gooch Family Farms in Troy.
I love everything to do with house and home. I believe everything starts here.
This time of year, fall harvest is heavily celebrated in their household, but Halloween is not.
It grieves me, the thought of exposing our kids to darkness.
Gooch says there's a spiritual war being waged against homes in America, and Hollywood is part of the problem, and right now, one film in particular.
The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices.
In a recent Facebook post,
I was a little bit scared when I hit post.
Wow.
The reaction that I would get.
Gooch advises moms against letting their kids watch Hocus Pocus 2.
I believe whatever comes in our TV screens, there are things attached to that. I've seen for myself the things that I've watched with my eyes or heard over a TV screen. They become manifested in real life. Everybody thinks it's fake and innocent, but they could be casting any type of spell that they want to. Anything could be coming through that TV screen into your home.
We have to steal their souls.
She says most of the feedback has been positive, but she knows her opinion isn't for everyone, and that's okay. She says it's healthy to stir up conversations, just not cauldrons.
How do you feel? How do you respond to people who are going to say, you're crazy? It's just a movie. It's all in good fun.
It has been and always has been. Then the post was not for you. The post was for people that have been on the fence on the decisions they need to make for their family.
While Gooch's opinion may not be the most fun, she says if putting it out there changes even one person's mind, it was worth it.
I think at the end of the day, I want people to walk away with discernment. If you're watching this, just start thinking. Start thinking for yourself and even overthink and consider all the options of what you're partaking in.
In Troy, Rissa Shaw, News 10.
If you would like.
Wow.
Right?
Like, that's what you call one crazy woman.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I get it. I get it. You know, she has her opinions, but like, we all have we all have things that we got to say about things, but
opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But does it need to be vocalized the way it is?
No.
I don't think so. Like, it's not that serious, people.
But I love how they zoomed in on Bette Midler's like fake teeth.
Right. Yeah.
Like the horror.
Oh. She's gonna eat your children.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was one thing that I was like, come on, you know, like, get over it, dude. It's really not that serious. But yeah. No, I thought it was fun. But I guess that leads us to trailers.
Yeah, trailers.
Awesome trailers this week. And granted, this one of them came out last week. The other one came out today.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that I'm talking about that came out last week was for Creed 3, which we've been eagerly anticipating it. I think so. I've been anticipating it because I like the Creed movies. I like the Rocky movies. Granted, the Creed movies are, you know, an updated version of the Rocky movies with Apollo Creed's son played by Michael B. Jordan.
I've never actually seen part two.
It's good. It's good. But the cool thing about Creed 3 is that Michael B. Jordan is directing it as well.
Mm-hmm. It's his directorial debut.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like Ryan Coogler is still attached, but he's a producer.
Right. So I'm like, okay, so let's see where he takes it. Let's see how this story flourishes. And this story, from what we've seen so far, from what we've seen the trailer, it kind of brings back like Rocky IV vibes to me.
And also no Stallone in this movie at all.
Yes, yes.
As confirmed by Stallone, like not right. even before the trailer came out.
No, I'm not gonna be in this movie. Yeah, I made him sound like Yogi, but it's okay. All right, so let's watch a trailer for Creed 3. Because it looks fucking dope. So, why not?
How long were you locked up?
18 years, bro. Just got out last week.
Glad to have you back out, huh?
I know I've been away a long time, but get myself in shape. I still got gas in the tank.
Come by the gym. Thank you.
Curious what happened with you two.
I didn't tell you. We was like brothers. I was the best, though. But I never got a chance to prove that.
That's cute.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Hurt me? I know what you're doing, Donnie. You don't owe this dude nothing. Damien's fighting the world. He's trying to hurt people. I vouch for you. You think you mad? Try spending half your life in a cell. Why did somebody else live your life? I'm coming for everything. You threatening me?
Something is going on with you.
Damien was like family. No, we passed talking.
Then maybe you just have to find him. Do what I gotta do. Some of my methods, you might disagree with me. These are family ties. I recognize mine. I know that they needed me. Somatic stress, watch it manifest. Got my only fear. I ain't scared of death. Did you hear me yet? I ain't scared of death. Did you hear me yet? What you gonna do? Threaten to take my breath?
I need you to let go of your fear. Let go of the guilt. Let go of whatever was and walk into what is.
I feel those chains are breaking, yeah. I fear God, I don't fear death. I see those strings and take a step.
That looks dope.
That shit looks good.
And Jonathan Majors is fucking jacked.
He is massive, dude. He took shit to the next level, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looked big before, but he looked, like, naturally big.
Yeah.
Not the big that we see now. Just like, holy shit, dude. Like, yeah, did you eat, like, a couple children in the way? Like,
well, yeah. He sacrificed the children on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. It's the spells that Barbara Streisand was putting on the children that led them to him. Yep. That's what they were doing. But this shit looks good. I'm excited for this. I am excited for March of next year.
Yeah.
It looks fucking cool. Excited to see Tessa Thompson in this again. I'm excited to see what the rest of the cast is going to be doing in this one. It looks fucking cool. It's good. Especially that no Stallone in this one, which is pretty cool. Granted, he's doing a bunch of other shit. which I'm not against either, because he's been doing pretty decent stuff. Yeah, I want to see that show that he has on somewhere. He's like a drug lord or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Creed. I want to see where it goes. How much further they could continue with the stories for Creed? Or are they gonna keep doing it forever like they did with Rocky? Who knows?
Right? Who knows?
Who knows? But we got another trailer also starting. Our homie Jonathan Major that we just saw in this trailer for Creed. We had the trailer for Ant-Man Quantumania, or Ant-Man and Wasp in Quantumania. I don't know why they had to make it so damn long. But we got a trailer for it. And this looks fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I am very excited for this because, of course, you know, I was very, very excited for the first Ant-Man. And then Ant-Man and Wasp, I enjoyed it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what else are they going to do for the MCU? We can only wait. And this, after we see this trailer, it's like, holy shit. I am down for this.
Me too.
And we got the trailer for it today, and I am thoroughly excited for it. So here we go with the trailer.
I used to ask myself a lot of questions. Scott, you're at X-Con. How are you an Avenger? That doesn't make sense. But everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
People still need help, Dad. That's why we made this. It's like a satellite for deep space, but Quanta.
Wait a minute. You're sending a signal down to the quantum realm. Turn it off.
Now.
Nice use of Yellowbrick Road, too.
Yeah, for real.
Where are we? Will I gonna come down? Will I going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my own mind. It's a secret universe beneath ours.
What are you so afraid of? There's something I never told you.
This place. It isn't what you think.
Oh, I find the other side of my future lies beyond the other rig around.
I can get you home. And give you more time. If you help me. So, what's it gonna be? Ant-Man.
Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Goose fucking bumps. Hell yeah, dude.
Indeed.
So damn good. That was such a good trailer. The fact that it shows us a bunch of shit, but it still doesn't give us a lot.
Right.
I love it. Also, the fact that we see Jonathan Majors in this again.
Yeah.
As Kang.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. It's very interesting. It's crazy because, of course, Bill Murray is part of the Quantum Zone. What character is he playing? I don't fucking know. But I like what they're doing with this. I want to see where the story goes.
Hell yeah.
I am so excited. I really can't wait for this. It looks good. It looks really damn good. not a fan of Wasp cutting her hair, but it's okay. She's got like the mom hair now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very weird. I don't get it why they do that. Or why people do that in general. But I get it. It's less work. Whatever. Not my preference. Not like it really matters. But it's just like, okay, it was just a little weird. It was a weird, weird choice there. But it's pretty good seeing Michael Douglas back. Michelle Pfeiffer back as well. It looks good. This looks really fucking good. I am excited to see what we're gonna do with this. We see Scott Lang or Ant-Man and his daughter that we saw her last time we really saw her. She was a kid. And now she's all grown ups and stuff. Not necessarily all grown up, but she's a little bit older. Could she possibly be in the next Avengers and shit? You know, man, there's so many possibilities for the MCU now. I can't wait. Oh, this looks really cool.
And if you remember, he was in the quantum realm during the blip, so she grew up.
Yep. So it's very exciting. Very fucking exciting. I want to see what they're going to do with this. I want to see how this whole story is going to affect the rest of the MCU as well. Because it's very interesting. Very, very, very fucking interesting.
Yeah.
How are they going to make it all work? How does it all tie together? Granted, yeah, we know how it's tying together with Kang and stuff, but how is all the other stuff within the MCU going to work in this? It looks fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I can't wait. But that's about it. Do you have anything else to add, Brian?
No, that's it.
Okay. Just got a lot of shit taken care of today. Granted, the first hour was just us talking shit, but it was still fun. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net where we got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We got Intercity Geeks Turntable, Bryce and Jay Presents, Suplex City Geeks, which will be coming back soon, because we now are going to be back on our regularly scheduled programmings very soon. But yeah, so much shit over there. All the old shows, all the new shows, Retro J Presents over there too. So much shit over there. Like I said, go check out IndustryGeeks.net. Check out the links at the bottom of the page. Also, the links that are going to be in the descriptions of the episode. Links to Amazon.com, where you get some pretty cool shit on Amazon. Also, links to Fight TV, where you get pretty cool wrestling and stuff over there. Just click the links for both of those places. Get some free stuff over there. Amazon, get the first month free of Amazon Prime. And then on Fight TV, you get some pretty cool wrestling shit. They have free stuff, but they also have paid stuff over there, too. Which is perfectly fine, because, of course, there's a lot of cool shit over there. Then we got links to Sideshow Collectibles. We get some pretty cool toys. Which I did see a couple Ant-Man shit over that looks fucking amazing. A lot of the statues that they have over there, fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. So much good shit over there. So check out Sideshow Collectibles. Click the link, it'll take you right over there. You can buy some shit over there. Then we have Beard Oxane. Get some pretty cool beard shit for your stuff. Beards look good. Just gotta make it look good. Granted, you can't really see it right now, but gotta make it look good as good as you can. So check out Beard Oxane. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Oh, no. That was way off, because that's for the other one. ICG-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. It's late, okay? So ICG-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase of our beard. I think you got some beard oils, beard balms, butters, all the shit that you need to make your beard look fucking nice. So check that out. Also, you got a link to SoSic Clothing Company, SoeSic Clothing Company, or clothing.co. But you get some pretty cool shirts, hats, hoodies, a bunch of awesome shit over there. And you can type in Inner City Geeks for 50% off. There we go. That's right. Inner City Geeks, 50% off at So Sick Clothing Company, SOESIC clothing.co. And then we got links to CBDMD. Pretty got some decent CBD stuff over there. So much other shit you can find on innercitygeeks.net. But what you can do too is listen to this show. Granted, you're listening to this show at the moment, but you could tell other people, like, yo, listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts. But you could also find us on motherfucking Spotify, because that's the best place to find it, because it's fucking awesome. You can find us over there. And then you could also find us on the socials. So socials, facespace.com/InterCityGeeks, on Instagram at InterCityGeeks, on Twitter at InterCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Senor Bri?
You can check me out on social media as well. Check out Bri2JPresents.com. Check out Bri2JPresents on YouTube. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe if you do. Go to Instagram, go to Twitter, Bri2JPresents. New content coming very soon. I'm going to start recording stuff this week.
Hey. So much shit. Love it. Thank you, sir. Then you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Like I always say, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you. You guys make us want to record more all the time. We've been doing this for pretty much at this point. We've been doing this show for fucking 10 years. So thank you guys for listening for this long, or appreciating, or, you know, just sticking around at some point. We appreciate you. It's been 10 years since we started the show. So granted, yeah, the 300 episodes doesn't really make sense as to why we only have 313 instead of like, or because we took a couple years of hiatus, okay? We had shit to do. Well, I had shit to do, and I don't feel like doing shit. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. But don't be a dick. Always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.